The group reported a profit of $1 billion for the first half. Both P&C businesses delivered materially improved headline combined ratios, and both are on track for the full year 2021 normalized combined ratio estimates we provided at the beginning of the year. We are pleased with the first half premium growth in reinsurance, where we believe we have got the right balance of a targeted reduction of some specific exposures while increasing the capital deployed to attractive growth opportunities. With respect to COVID-19, the large majority of the group's $870 million first half losses relate to excess mortality in the United States and therefore impacted Life and Health Re. The burden on our P&C business dramatically reduced and was a modest $50 million in the first 6 months. We are also pleased to confirm that our capital position remains very strong, with the mid-year estimated group SST ratio above the midpoint of our target range of 200 to 250%. P&C Re grew net premiums earned by 8.9%, supported by favorable FX developments and volume and pricing increases. The half-year period included large NatCat losses modestly above the expectations, but also showed favorable prior year development on our reserves. P&C Re's reported combined ratio was 94.4% for the half year. The normalized combined ratio was also 94.4%, which is well on track for our full year normalized estimate below 95. In Life and Health Re, we are pleased to see continued top line growth as a result of the attractive new business we have written in recent years. The increase in net premiums earned was 12.6%, supported by large longevity transactions and favorable FX developments. Life and Health Re was impacted by $810 million of COVID-19 claims in the first half of the year, driven primarily by excess mortality in the United States. Excluding the COVID-19 impact, the annualized return on equity was 15.5%, well above our 10 to 12% target range. The Corporate Solutions result confirms continued progress that has been achieved in the turnaround of this business. The net income of $262 million was the most positive first half result for Corporate Solutions we have ever reported. The half year period included large NatCat losses above expectations, but also showed significant favorable prior year development on reserves. Corporate Solutions reported combined ratio was 92.7% for the half year. The normalized combined ratio of 97.7 is on track for a full year normalized estimate of below 97. Within group items, IPTA-Q continued its growth momentum in the first half of 2021, with gross premiums written rising 133% year on year. Gross income increased by 53% compared to the prior year, materially exceeding the increase in operating expenses. The EBIT loss of $114 million was in line with expectations, reflecting planned expansion into China as well as adverse FX developments. Our investment portfolio generated a strong ROI of 3.2% for the first 6 months of the year. Net investment income of $1.5 billion was higher than in the prior year, supported by positive income from equities, including private equity. We did not have any positive net realized gains as we focused on protecting the recurring investment yield of our fixed income portfolio. Additionally, negative mark-to-market movements of some of our larger listed equity positions within group items flowed through as realized losses. The recurring income yield remained resilient at 2.3%, although down from 2.5% in the prior year, reflecting the ongoing low yield environment. Following the latest renewals in July, 85% of the P&C reinsurance treaty book has now been renewed. New business premium volumes to date is now flat in spite of the actions taken to improve the quality and mix of the portfolio, particularly on large quota share casualty business and certain property aggregates, which had a notable negative effect on the January renewal volumes. We have successfully defended the attractive core pieces of our portfolio while generating profitable new transactions in line with our risk appetite. We have grown in attractive lines, including Nat Cat and specialty, while reducing exposures in line where the price adequacy is less appealing relative to our view of risk. The nominal price improvement of 4% year to date more than compensates for the adverse impact of higher loss assumptions and lower interest rates. This will continue to benefit the trajectory of our normalized GAAP combined ratio in P&C Re. We are encouraged by the underlying performance of our businesses, and the market environment allows us to selectively deploy our capital to attractive opportunities. We remain on track for our normalized combined ratio estimates for the full year, both P&C Re and Corporate Solutions. We expect any additional P&C COVID losses to remain below $200 million US in the second half of 2021. Life and Health Re is well positioned to continue to deliver underlying results in line with our 10 to 12% ROE target range. COVID-19 related losses markedly lessened over the course of the second quarter from the first quarter. For the remainder of the year, a further decrease is expected as the global vaccination programs progress. Overall, we are confident in the outlook for the group. And many thanks for watching this video.